Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Often these athletes, when they've been out of their sport for a period of time and not training, they're going to undergo a large deconditioning period. So that includes decrease in muscular strength and endurance, loss of respiratory and cardiorespiratory endurance, and also a decrease in their skill levels. They're going to lose some of the skills that they have for this specific sport.
Is there also a mental aspect here with all the social distancing we've been through in getting yourself prepared mentally to go back into athletics again?
Yes, there is a mental health effect with this period of time when they're sitting out. A lot of these kids are going to lose kind of concentration levels, motivation. They're also going to be fatigued physically and mentally. They've also have gone through 2 months of doing a transition from in-classroom classes to online classes. So that has a lot of stress on them. Also, we've noticed that, in general, a lot of the high school kids are kind of changing their schedule. They seem to be staying up late at night, sleeping early in the morning, so their sleep-wake cycle is a little disrupted. So that all can play an effect on their mental health in returning to their sports and activities.
Obviously, Doctor, this is great information for these young athletes and for their parents, but I would think this would also take a great deal of cooperation and patience on the part of the coaches who will be involved here.
Yes, you're right. It's very important for the coaches to understand that this is a unique situation, that these athletes are coming off a long period of time of deconditioning, and that they're going to take some time to regain their strength and their conditioning and their endurance level.
What are some of the physical hurdles to look out for as these kids get back into working out again and build up that endurance and the stamina? And how can the process be made more smooth?
Yes. So these kids are going to have the kind of the motivation to feel like they need to rush back in to get to that level they were before. So there's a tendency for both the athletes and sometimes the coaches to try to speed up that process. But a child and an athlete's body needs to have the appropriate amount of time to condition and gain their strength and endurance. If they speed up that process, they're going to get tired and fatigued. Their body requires appropriate amount of time to rest, to recover from any type of workout. And if you shorten that rest period, then there's going to be more likelihood of getting overuse injuries, muscle strains. And then when they're tired, they're more prone to getting acute injuries as well.
Dr. Samarava, we still don't know what, for example, the high school football season is going to look like in Texas because of the ongoing pandemic. You know, we talk about the physical limitations and coming back from all this downtime, but then there's the COVID-19 aspect. What do you recommend as these kids start getting back together with their teams and their teammates, and they're going to be back in groups again like in the old days?
Yes, that's a very good question about what coaches, training facilities, and schools can do this fall. I think the biggest thing to understand is that we don't know what could happen and that we try to minimize the risk of athletes and kids in school getting infected and spreading the infection, and then prepare as if there is the potential of someone being infected. So some of the guidelines we have set out is making sure that when athletes go back to school and when they go back to training, that they focus on a couple of aspects. One is to make sure that they do pre-workout or pre-session screen. So asking appropriate questions to see if any of the kids might be sick or carrying the infection. Also, we've had athletes have their temperature taken before each workout. I think the second area is that limitation of how many athletes are participating in the spacing. So it really is limiting the number of people in a workout, but more so maintaining that there's adequate space and limiting the contact between athletes. Some of the schools that we have talked to, we recommend that they have students work out in pods. So a group of students, of 5 to 10 students, always working out together, whether it's on the field, in the weight room, so that it limits exposure between pods. And they should also continue to maintain a minimum distance about 6 feet or 10 feet, whatever appropriate, depending where they are, as far as limiting contact. So when they're outside, it might be, you know, 10 feet. Inside, in a weight room, 6 feet. And the third area is sanitation and cleanliness. And this is really important that the athletes and the people that are involved with taking care of the facilities know what to do to minimize the risk of spreading any type of an infection. So that means making sure that facilities are cleaned between each session, between pods of kids working out. If they're using any balls or equipment, that that's cleaned adequately and routinely. And then also from a personal hygiene, is making sure that you're washing your hands all the time, that they're wearing a mask when they're not working out, that they're wearing clean clothes all the time, and then also to make sure that they're, before they come and after they leave, that they're showering and making sure that they're minimizing any contact with any type of infected material.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.